You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for October 4th. I'm Chip, and I've been away from podcasting for a little while, and it's a real shame because I've missed so much Doctor Who news in the last couple of weeks. I don't know how I'm going to get through it. I'm sorry. Let's try this again. Here's a quick tour of three Doctor Who-related subjects that I've been thinking about lately. In my last podcast, I shared some thoughts about how changes in technology and how we communicate these days might affect how shows like Doctor Who would be made in the future. And I admit I included some facetious ideas in there. I just saw an article in Smart Money magazine, though, about the slow march to web TV and convergence with companies like Samsung bringing Yahoo widgets and Twitter feeds into the televisions themselves. It's just one more piece of evidence, and I've linked to it in my show notes, one more piece of evidence that the 21st century is when television changes, and Doctor Who's gotta be ready. One of my few quibbles with the graphic novel Doctor Who, The Forgotten, written by Tony Lee, is that it's not really a graphic novel at all. It's a trade paperback collection of comic books, and that kind of plays havoc with pacing if you try to read it all in one sitting. This is not an issue with Tony Lee's upcoming original graphic novel, Harker. It's the untold sequel to Bram Stoker's Dracula, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and it's not constrained by 22-page chapters. Look for Harker at bookstores and comic shops near you coming soon. Tony Lee also has an upcoming World War II horror project with the best catchphrase on Twitter right now. Nazi vampires don't sparkle. You should give him all of your money for that one. And hey, IDW, Panini, how about some original book-length Doctor Who comics? And finally, the new K-9 trailer is out. A lot of people love the real K-9, although some people call him the Scrappy-Doo of Doctor Who, and 9 out of 10 adults are frightened and revulsed by this new kids series out of Australia. Put me down in the it's not a travesty camp. The production values look decent, John Leeson is the voice, as it should be, and, well, it's a kid's version of the character, so I feel justified in ignoring it without malice if it turns out bad. The only thing that bugs me is there's a line in the trailer suggesting that K-9's lost his memory, and that gives the folks who've complained that they should have just made a new series with a new character rather than besmirching K-9's memory, that gives them more of a leg to stand on. We'll see. My early verdict is it looks like a smarter version of the Power Rangers. Okay, so that's not exactly a high standard. A proper 2-Minute Time Lord episode is coming in a couple of days, in which I wonder, is it time to see and hear the first, second, and third Doctors again in new stories? Come by 2MinuteTimeLord.com for your next hit of heresy. I'm also on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord, and you can subscribe to my podcast on iTunes. Thanks for listening. It's good to be back.